You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Welcome to the last installment of our September meditation series, which is about deepening your practice or experiencing deeper levels of your practice. And I thought it was really fitting and appropriate that my day today reminded me how not deep sometimes my practice is. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way at all, but I mean that in a real way. So the start of the story for tonight is I lost my cool on my kids so bad tonight. Like truly, epically, I got so frustrated and so tired, and I just was done. And I was done in the way that I never want to be done, when they didn't really do anything wrong and I yelled anyway. And I did, right? And it's always that moment of hindsight afterwards when you lose your cool, whether it's with your children or with work or with your partner or in rush hour traffic. It's that hindsight afterwards where you think, but I meditate. Not only do I meditate, but I sit up here and I teach about meditation. I'm not supposed to do that. But we are all so human, right? We're so human. And I was reminded of this. It's a teaching story. So you'll hear, if you go to meditation retreats, you'll hear this. But the gist of the story is there's a Zen monk, and he goes out for a walk in the jungle. And, you know, he's like doing his little walking meditation, having this lovely, peaceful Zen time. And a tiger jumps out at him, like bares its teeth, roars. And so the monk starts to run, like, I got to get away from the tiger. And the tiger's chasing him, and he's running through the woods. The tiger's running. He runs right up to the edge of the cliff, looks back behind him. The tiger is coming full speed for him. So he does the only thing he can do. He jumps over the cliff and is holding onto a branch. And he looks up, and here's the tiger right above him, snarling down at him, ready to eat him up. And he looks down beneath him, and there's rocks and rushing water, and surely he's going to die if he lets go of this branch. And so he's holding onto the branch, and he notices right next to the branch, there's a vine with some strawberries growing on it. And so he reaches up, and he picks a strawberry, and he eats it, and he says, "This berry is delicious." And that's the end of the story, right? Like, this is just the moment. This is just the moment. And so even when we have these moments where we have lost it or struggled or feel in some way less than calm, that's just the moment. And the practice, the deeper practice, is not that you don't have those moments anymore. It's that you acknowledge that these moments exist and they're okay, right? That's the deeper practice. So we're going to talk a little bit tonight about being in this place of question, in this place where you feel like you should know the answer and be able to fix or solve, and yet there's no answer to give. Very, very, very often I am asked the question that goes something like, but how do I really know if I'm meditating? Or what does it really feel like when you're meditating? And I'm sure I have let down every person on the planet that's asked me that question when I say, I don't know what happens when you meditate. But that's the truth. Because my brain is different than each of your brains. And if you're listening on the podcast, different than each of your brains too. And so some of us might experience meditation in this vast, open, spacious way, or we see colors, or we hear sounds or voices. Some of us just might make endless to-do lists. Some of us might drift off to sleep and come back. We might have profound realizations in the practice itself. We might have profound realizations 20 minutes later, or 20 hours later, or 20 days later. The idea isn't that we suddenly know all the answers, that we're suddenly somehow perfect at meditation, but that we get really, really comfortable with being friendly and curious to what's happening. That's the practice. Can I be friendly and curious with what's happening? It's not necessarily an easy thing to do, especially when you've done something like yell at your kids and really what you want to do is come down on yourself, right? Oh, I'm a bad mom. I'm a bad meditator. I'm bad, 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 bad. But that does me no good, right? We think that growth is linear. So we think I'm going to meditate. I'm going to get calmer. I'm going to stop yelling. And growth is anything but linear. Right? So we kind of like do little spirals and circles and offshoots and who knows what all we do in our growth. But when we get really hung up on this is what growth looks like, that's what stops our growth immediately. When we think I'm going to go point A, B, C, and somehow we end up on F, growth stops, right? We're like, oh, well, meditation doesn't work for me. Throw out my hands, walk out the door. This is not working. And our job as meditators, and not just meditators, but as deep practitioners of meditation, is to say, it's fine that I ended up here. This moment is allowed to be as it is. I am allowed to be as I am. And what do I want to learn from this moment? What do I need in this moment? And I brought my favorite Rilke poem, which you all know. Live the answers. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not seek the answers which cannot be given to you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. And perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. And so I invite you as we practice to let go of any ideas around what you think your practice should feel like or look like or how you should behave because you practice. And instead, just open into the space of friendly curiosity. What is this today? What's here? What am I experiencing? Because your experience is the only valid one there is. And the last thing I'll say before we meditate is I find that one of the most difficult pieces about this can often be being in conversation with others. Because if you've ever had the moment where you're like, wow, I'm really in a fuzzy place. I don't know where I'm going or I'm struggling with some issue or I'm feeling stuck in some way. And you dare to say this, 9 times out of 10, what is returned to you is advice. Let me help you figure out how to fix this question that you have. Let's solve it. And it's so well-meaning, right? Because you're uncomfortable if you're in the moment of fuzziness, and you're equally uncomfortable if you're witnessing somebody else's moment of fuzziness. Our gift to ourselves and then to every single person in our life is that we learn how to be uncomfortable with the fuzziness. We learn how to be uncomfortable when growth is not linear and our practice doesn't seem shiny and bright and clear, right? We live the questions and we're brave enough to say that I'm in question, yeah? And we'll let others do the same. So let's practice together tonight. Just take a moment to shift around in your seat if you've been seated this whole time. If you're on the ground, you can uncross your legs, cross them the opposite direction just to give you a little bit of blood flow. If you're meditating at home, of course, you can sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. And wherever you are, let's let our hands rest onto our lap, palms face down. You can let your eyes close, or if it feels more comfortable for you, a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group, let's just take a breath. So deep inhale in, exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that once again, inhaling. Great, exhale, just let go. Allowing your breath now to flow just as it wants to. Just easy inhales and exhales as you take this first moment to simply land in your practice. Downshifting out of your day. Out of that active thinking mind. And into this invitation of stillness. You might start your practice here today simply by saying silently to yourself, "Now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate." And within that invitation, we feel ourselves really sit down. Allowing the full presence of your body to settle into the cushion, chair, or earth beneath you. Unclenching through the hips and the thighs. Feeling the weight of the legs as they settle towards the earth. And elongating through the spine so that you feel tall, this invitation to be present, awake. And perhaps you can feel a subtle sense of space through the back of the neck. A gentle lifting up through the crown of the head. And the muscles through the face entirely relaxing. The forehead smooths and broadens. Maybe you notice that little space between your eyebrows. The eyes just settle a bit heavier into their sockets. Your jaw relaxes, your cheek muscles relax. Even the tongue relaxes in the mouth. And if it's possible today, I invite you to explore just the hint of a smile. You don't even have to let it show on the outside. You might just feel it on the inside of your mouth. This is that invitation into friendly curiosity. Nothing about what happens in these 20 minutes needs to be judged or evaluated. Nothing has to change or become better. We just allow ourselves the fullness of this moment. Perhaps you can relax down through the throat, not holding back any unspoken words or holding back silence. Maybe feeling the way breath moves down across your shoulders. Spreading your collarbones. soothing and relaxing your heart. And that same easy breath moves its way down through your belly, and it just reminds you to relax your belly. There's no engaging or leaning in. The front of our body is friendly and open. The front of our body is friendly and open. Back of the body is present and awake. And here we begin to feel our breath. So as you breathe in and out, noticing the first place you feel that breath. For me, it's often just inside the nose that I can feel air moving into my body and feel air moving back out. Letting go of any words you're using to describe your breath right now. Just see if you can sit inside the sensation of breath. Fully feeling inhale. Fully feeling exhale. As we settle ourselves into a period of silence here, we'll each just do our gentle best to stay with the feeling of the breath. And the myriad of things that happen otherwise, thoughts, noises, distractions, sleep, we just stay friendly and curious towards each of the things that arise for us. Again and again, as many times as possible, come back to the feeling of the breath. Allowing yourself to live the questions, rather than search for answers. and feeling your breath naturally begin to deepen here. And taking this moment before the practice is totally ended to bring that friendly curiosity right back if it's left. Inviting yourself into that open, receptive place. And releasing your practice without any need for judgment. As you feel ready, you might wiggle your fingers and toes a little bit just to feel the edges of your body once again. If you've slumped over at all, you might straighten your spine once again. And together we'll bring our palms together in front of the heart like a prayer. Bowing the chin down for a second to simply acknowledge yourself. To acknowledge the unanswered questions. And the invitation to live them fully and bravely. Let's finish with one last breath together. Deep inhale in. Exhale out a sigh. Thank you each so much for sharing your practice with me today. Namaste.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.